Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Weber. I'm a medical oncologist at the Laura and Isaac Perlmutter Cancer Center here at NYU Langone Health in New York City. Today, I'll be talking to you about key adjuvant clinical trials in melanoma, particularly stage 2B and 2C resected disease. There have been two significant large randomized registration trials for patients with stage 2B, 2C resected melanoma. The first one that came along was the so-called KEYNOTE-716 trial, which was a large randomized trial of the PD-1 antibody pembrolizumab versus placebo. Placebo, of course, was the choice because at the time the trial started, there was no approved therapy for resected stage 2B, 2C melanoma. And the updated and important data from this trial are shown here. The primary endpoint of that large randomized 900-plus patient trial with a 1-to-1 randomization to pembrolizumab for 1 year or placebo was recurrence-free survival. And as you can see with the updated data, I would much rather be on that blue curve than on that red curve. Blue is pembrolizumab for 1 year. Red is placebo for 1 year. The hazard ratio for the improvement in recurrence-free survival is 0.61, which is very nice. That's a 39% reduction in the risk of recurring or dying. And again, the curves break apart at the first evaluation at 6 months. That's when you had your first scans on that trial. And they've stayed apart all the way through with now something like 27 months of follow-up. And there's plenty of data at 3 years, and again, suggesting clear benefit for pembrolizumab compared to doing nothing, meaning a placebo, for resected stage 2B, 2C melanoma. The secondary endpoint was DMFS, or distant metastasis-free survival. And again, if you look at the bottom here, you'd much rather be on the red curve than the blue curve. Here it's flipped. Red is pembrolizumab, blue is placebo. And the hazard ratio is a very nice 0.64, 36% reduction in the risk of distant metastases, which many of us think is a surrogate for survival. And again, the curves break apart at the first evaluation with first scans in this trial at 6 months, and they stay apart all the way across. Again, 27 months of follow-up. And again, very impressive data suggesting that there's clear benefit where we believe that adjuvant pembrolizumab statistically significantly reduces the risk of recurrence or development of distant metastases or death compared to placebo. So again, this led to the approval last year of pembrolizumab as adjuvant therapy for 1 year for resected stage 2B, 2C melanoma. Not to be outdone, nivolumab, which is the other PD-1 antibody that's been approved and has activity in melanoma, was also tested in an adjuvant study in stage 2B, 2C resected disease. This was CheckMate 76K, and what we see here in this large randomized, more than 750-patient registrational study is that there was clearly, with shorter follow-up than we've seen with prior trials, only about 16 months, there was clearly benefit in terms of recurrence-free survival, where there was a break in the curve at the first evaluation at about 6 months. The curves stay apart through the years of follow-up, and the hazard ratio was a very nice 0.42, reflecting a 58% reduction in the risk of recurrence or death. And look at that p-value, 0.0001. So very significant benefit in terms of recurrence-free survival for nivolumab in resected stage 2B, 2C melanoma. And if you look at the distant metastasis-free survival, which many of us think is a surrogate for overall survival, you see a similar break in the curve at 6 months. You'd obviously rather be on the blue curve than the black curve. The blue curve is nivolumab. The black curve is placebo. And again, hazard ratio very similar to that for recurrence-free survival at 0.47, reflecting a 53% reduction in the risk of distant metastasis-free survival or death. Again, very nice looking data in this randomized phase 3 study. What do we conclude? Well, adjuvant single-agent PD-1, either nivolumab or pembrolizumab prolong recurrence-free and distant metastasis-free survival in patients with resected stage 2B, 2C melanoma. This leads me to believe that dermatologists and surgeons should refer all stage 2B2C patients with melanoma to a medical oncologist to have a conversation about possible adjuvant therapy after a complete resection. And again, as always, we need to have biomarkers to choose the patients most likely to relapse, because we'd rather treat only a few patients to benefit one, and I think that's an important goal. Thank you for your attention.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is jointly provided by Global Learning Collaborative, GLC, and Total CME LLC, and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.